Hello, I'm Ruth Horry, and I'm one of the curators of this exhibition, Jim Norton Objects in Stereo, here at Wellcome Collection. I'm a medium-height white woman with light brown hair. I wear grey glasses, and usually I like to wear black clothing. I'm going to introduce you to the exhibition and what is on offer. This exhibition shows photographs by the British artist Jim Norton, whose work explores museum collections using stereoscopic photography. These photographs have the illusion of being three-dimensional when seen through a specially designed viewer. For Objects in Stereo, Norton has photographed objects from the collections formed for Henry Wellcome in the early 20th century. These collections, loaned from Wellcome to the Science Museum Group, were until recently cared for in stores at Blythe House in West London. Norton was one of the last artists to explore the building before Blythe began closing down and the collections were packed for moving to a new storage facility. It might be surprising to hear that typically 90% of any museum's collection isn't on display. What's in the gallery is only a small part. Most items are out of public view due to sheer numbers. Others are considered too obscure, too damaged, or too delicate to put on display for long, or at all. Collections that are not on display are stored with care, documented, and used for research. Norton's stereoscopic photographs invite us to go behind the scenes into the museum stores and focus close attention on some of these remarkable, unexhibited objects, revealing their intricacy and fragility, as well as the visible traces of collections care. Norton also captured views of the museum storerooms, showing the architecture of Blythe House, which used to be a headquarters of the Post Office Savings Bank, and also the architecture of museum storage itself. This show invites us to consider aspects of museums and collections that exist beyond the gallery. It asks questions about what it means to keep and care for museum objects, while reminding us of the complex relationship between seeing and understanding. We all perceive things differently and bring our own perspectives, depending on our experiences. The gallery is a rectangular space with the main entrance in the middle of one of the long sides. We are currently showing two exhibitions in this gallery. Grace Derito, The Healing Pavilion, is to the left as you enter the space. Jim Norton, Objects in Stereo, is in the right side of the gallery. A freestanding diagonal wall runs partway across the gallery's centre, dividing the space into the two artists' exhibitions. This central wall contains the introductions for both exhibitions. The design of Objects in Stereo is inspired by the colour palette of Blythe House's corridors and storerooms. Large coloured rectangles painted on the gallery walls in tan, cool grey, white and light grey define the four different thematic sections: Blythe House, Fragile Materials, Healing Figures and Making Knowledge. Jim Norton's photographs are displayed on three freestanding structures in the centre of the room. Additional large photographs of the storerooms are displayed on the gallery walls in landscape and portrait orientation. The largest are around the height of a standard doorway, giving an almost life-size view into the storerooms. Visitors can borrow a viewing device in the exhibition for viewing the stereoscopic photographs in 3D. Viewers can be picked up from the introduction wall in the centre of the gallery. In front of each stereoscopic photograph, there's a blue circle on the floor, marking the best position for viewing. At a table in the middle of the gallery, visitors are invited to sit down and explore Norton's photographs up close. There are two A3 size bound books containing the photographs without the stereoscopic element. There's also a box containing another set of photographs on individual loose cards. Handheld and sheet magnifiers are available on the table. On the digital guide tour, you'll get perspectives from three people: Jim Norton, the artist who created these photographs; Emma Duggan, a museum conservator who has worked at Blythe House; and me, one of the exhibition's curators. Some tracks also have atmospheric sound recorded at Blythe House during Norton's research, to give you a sense of the building's unique character. I hope you enjoy your visit.